And this time on Culturefile, we're staying alert with composer and artist Jennifer Walsh, who's celebrating this June 11th, as she does traditionally, by writing a letter to her nephew.
My niece and nephew are still very small. Around their birthdays, in June and August, I find myself drafting letters to them. These are not letters to be read now. They're letters intended for their adult selves, where I try to talk about the larger world they live in at the moment. Some notes on what it was like beyond Lego and My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. It's my nephew's birthday today. I write that when the pandemic hit, there was great fear and shock and grief. There was also kindness and sacrifice and courage. There were so many people who helped in so many different ways. The frontline workers who put their lives on the line, the doctors and nurses and ambulance drivers, the people who kept collecting the bins, delivering the post, stacking the shelves, the community groups sewing PPE, organizing meals for heroes, the neighbors posting granddad's letters, painting grandma's wall, the children, like him, who stayed away from playgrounds. This narrative shows the best of us. It shows us coming together. But the pandemic is not the great leveler. There are structural inequalities everywhere. People are experiencing the pandemic from a luxury Airbnb with live-in tutor for their children in Killiney. They're also experiencing it from a tiny room in a direct provision centre. And what has been heartbreaking over the last months, and particularly over the last few weeks, is to see human beings continuing to treat each other with utter cruelty, regardless of the pandemic. Domestic violence tripled during the lockdown, and we were helpless to do anything other than to donate to shelters. And very recently, a police officer knelt on George Floyd's neck and kept kneeling until the poor man died. I tell my nephew about the protests, not only in America, but all around the world, in Ireland, here in London, about the anger and the heartbreak, about people who risk violence at the hands of the police, who risk infection in order to demand justice for people they have never met, about the signs in windows, even here on my street, saying that Black Lives Matter, about the beauty of people coming together in kindness, in solidarity, to bring about change. I tell my nephew that Irishness doesn't automatically exclude you from acting in ways which are racist, from being racist. That pale Celtic skin comes with a lot of privileges. But we can make choices. We can educate ourselves. We can be allies. We can choose to be like Bernadette Devlin. I tell him that this is the world you are in right now. We are trying our best, and we need to keep trying, always. I know you and your sister will try your hardest to make it better. Happy birthday, dear one.
Jennifer Walsh there with a letter to her nephew, and the music you heard was Sauve Doe by Queevin Brannock, who in some worlds, not in all, is the great-great-uncle of the recipient. Jennifer Walsh's Aisjuk archive, aisjuk.org, has more information on that puzzle.